Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation about a wonderful ministry right here in Central Kentucky, Lexington Rescue Mission. And our guest again today is Laura Carr, the executive director. And man, they've been helping people and bringing hope for over 20 years now here in Lexington, Kentucky, when her father, Jim, stepped out in faith back in 2001. And it has just expanded in so many facets of helping people besides just where they started out, kind of as a soup kitchen. And so, man, if you missed yesterday's program, really want to encourage you to go check out that 14-minute program. You can go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check that out. And also go to their website, lexingtonrescue.org. But, Laura, you were telling about the foundation and just how God has continued to expand it. But one of the things that I love, you provide hope in massive amounts, serving over 58,000 meals. But there's just these individual stories, that testimonies when I go to your banquet and hear that I've got to get my napkin, you know, sometimes a second one, because I'm shedding tears and just hearing amazing obstacles that people have overcome through the grace of Jesus and because of your wonderful organization. Can you share a couple of those type of stories that people have had changed lives and found hope again?
Sure, I'd be happy to, and thanks for having me. One person that just came to mind as we were talking is James, and James has been coming to the mission for several years. He was homeless and hitchhiking on I-75, and a couple took pity on him and brought him into Lexington and dropped him off at the library downtown. And he really didn't know anybody, didn't know where to go, but somebody else who was on the street told him, you need to go to Lexington Rescue Mission to get some food. So he made his way out to our outreach center. And there he found a meal, but he also found community, and that's really critical. So over the days and months, he started coming to the mission. Not only did he go to the meals, but he started coming to chapel services and to walk-in hours and to Bible studies. And where he had been totally, I don't say hostile, but not really having any interest in relationship with the Lord, as he started going to chapel, God really started working on his heart and really started softening him. And so he went from being kind of opposed to neutral to questioning, you know, kind of that that transition that a lot of us make at some point when God is working on us. And he didn't hesitate to bring his questions to us and really to ask the hard questions. And we had the privilege just a couple months ago to take a lot of our clients out on a retreat. It was like a 3-day retreat down in Tennessee, and James decided to come with us, which was great. And so it was really an opportunity to minister to him where he was. And the Lord did a particular work at that retreat in him, and he came back and he said, I want to get baptized. And so he got baptized this last month and is now on fire and is really excited about his new life in Christ. But one of the things that just really touched me the most was, Alan, who's our chaplain, he, told me this week that James came to him, on the Friday before Father's Day and brought him a Father's Day card. And he said, I don't have any family left, but you're my family and you're my father, and you've been more of a father to me than anybody. And so he wanted Alan to have that. And, Alan just, you know, obviously was so touched, you know, by that. But I feel like it's such a picture of what we're trying to do at the mission. You know, we really get to know people over the long haul and walk with them and just be transparent and authentic in our faith and not perfect. You know, we make mistakes like everybody else, but at least try to be transparent and just watch and see what God does with that and how he brings people to him through this work and ultimately places them not just in God's family, but in a church family and in a family family. And so, you know, the scriptures talk about how God sets the lonely in families. And I feel like that's what he did in James' life.
Well, such a great story. And I think so many people that fall into addiction and homelessness and just, you know, hanging on by a thread, a lot of times it's because of a father wound or lack of a father. Have you seen that a lot with the people you encounter?
Yeah. You know, one thing that has been really eye-opening to me is how homelessness doesn't really happen when you run out of money. You know, we all run out of money at some point. We may lose a job, or there could be an unexpected expense, but it really happens when you run out of community. And that's what happens for a lot of folks. There's some kind of traumatic breakdown in the family. And sometimes it's a real loss of the only family people have. And sometimes it's just that they've burned all those bridges and there's, you know, they can't really go back to family. And so whatever the situation is, we know that God has created us and formed us to be in family. And so that's where the mission can step in and try to help restore and reconcile people to their families, but also to serve as family for those who don't have it. Ultimately, though, we are trying to connect people, because the church is God's answer. And that's what we want to do, is connect people to the church. Let the church be their family. But there's a lot of folks that just are not ready to set foot in a church, and for one reason or another. And so what we at the mission, we're like an outpost of the church. So for those that wouldn't otherwise step foot over those doors, they'll come to the mission. And that's where we have the privilege of getting to be on the kind of the front lines and then be a conduit to help people reconnect with the church. And so that's, I guess, kind of how we view our role in a lot of ways.
Well, you're right. So many people wouldn't darken the doors, you know, on a Sunday morning because they're afraid the walls would cave in or whatever, which, you know, we know that's not true, but that's how the enemy works.
And exactly.
They'll feel safe coming to Lexington Rescue Mission. So I love that. And the thing I loved about the story about James is that it was a process.
It didn't happen
immediately, right?
And that's the case for so many of us. There are occasions where God just does a very dramatic kind of Saul work and, you know, will change somebody in a moment. But more often than not, what we see is that change happens over time, and he softens hearts and breaks down walls over time. And it usually happens through relationship. And so that's where we just try to invite people to join us, especially as volunteers, so that they can build relationships with people and be a part of that work.
You just tuned in. We're talking with Laura Carr. She's the executive director of Lexington Rescue Mission, located in the downtown Lexington area off Georgetown Road on Glen Arvin. Is that correct?
Yep.
444?
Yep.
And so not only they do meals, over almost 58,000 last year alone, but they do transitional housing for men and women. They have chapel services, Bible studies. They help people. They have a Jobs for Life program. They help people with clothing and other basic necessities. They are truly the hands and feet of Jesus right here in Central Kentucky. So obviously a lot of great things you guys are already doing, but got to ask you, as the executive director, what's in the works for the future of Lexington Rescue Mission?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So it's really exciting what God's doing. He has provided a new facility for us that is going to triple our program space, our office space, allow us to really grow, add more staff, add more volunteers, and most importantly, to be able to serve more clients. Because what we've seen, particularly over the last few years, is there's just a huge number of people who are struggling with homelessness, addiction. They're dying from overdoses, people who are struggling with isolation and loneliness and mental health issues. And in all of those situations, they're showing up at the mission for help. And we just don't have the space currently to support them and to serve them well. And so God knew that and graciously provided us with a new facility downtown that's going to help us to grow in such a way that we can really serve people well. And we're really excited about that.
Wow, triple your space. And I know it is so, so needed. And I guess I got to ask you, why is it so needed?
Yeah. So there's more people now struggling with homelessness than there have been for a few years. And a lot of people, if you've probably noticed, but like rents are just astronomically higher. They've grown so much over the last couple years that people are just really struggling to maintain housing or to find housing if they're in homelessness. There's more people being released from incarceration into Fayette County. There's more people that are struggling with, again, just mental health concerns. And so all of that pulled together, we're just, as a community, there's a lot of hurting people. And Jesus cares about them and he values them. They're created in God's image. And so we want to be able to meet those needs, to be able to serve those people that desperately need it. And, you know, for a lot of people, you know, they may think of the mission as like, oh, this is a good thing to do. But the way I see it is oftentimes it's a life or death kind of thing to do, because if people don't find hope and if they don't find help, particularly for addictions, they really are on the brink of losing that life. And so, unfortunately, we've seen too many people who've died from addiction and from that hopelessness. And we, those deaths of despair are preventable, and they're things that we can help with. And so that's why for me, this is urgent, is because we need to have, we need to mobilize people. We need to mobilize the church, and we need to mobilize our community to really step up and take care of those who are really our most vulnerable.
Well, that's why we started Hope Is Here five and a half years ago, because of losing some people, some friends to suicide. And when you get hopeless and feel like you don't have hope or can get help, that's what happens. So, you know, you talked about you guys try to connect with churches. There may be people at churches or have life groups or maybe work groups. I mean, man, those people are more than welcome to come and help, right?
Exactly. We need all kinds of people volunteering to help, not just with the basics of like food and clothing and things like that, but we also need people that can mentor and teach classes and who want to build relationships with people. That's where we really see so much fruit come. And so I think about some of our residents and what, you know, when we're at a graduation for somebody, you know, what they'll say is, one particular graduation comes to mind where I was at Grace Place, and the resident who was graduating was, she, her name was Connie, and she was saying, before I came to Lexington Rescue Mission, I literally had nobody. And at that point, she had, didn't have custody of her kids anymore. She had been a victim of domestic violence. She was literally sleeping on a bench. And when she came into the mission, not only did she have a bed and it's kind of a stable place to be, but she had a whole community of sisters that were there with her to walk with her. And it was the residents, but it's also the staff and the volunteer mentors and teachers that pour into to our residents. And she said, I'm leaving here with a whole community. And, you know, it's like, what a picture of what Christ wants. You know, like he wants us to be in community with people and to have purpose and dignity. And Connie went from this hopelessness to, she became a Christian and found her hope in Christ and got baptized. She started a college degree. She reconnected with her kids who she hadn't been able to talk to before that. And then was able to rebuild the relationship enough to be able to move and be a mom to them again. And it's like, you just see how God transforms lives. It's so amazing to see that. And that's what we want for everybody that comes to the mission. We don't want them to be just getting by day to day, just surviving. We really want them to be thriving.
Well, I love that. You don't want them just surviving. You want them thriving. And I love how families get reconciled, as you shared about that. And being at your banquet, it has been great just to, when people share their testimony, hearing fellow members from their community, their coaches, the staff, just cheering them on. And I think Jesus modeled that for community, because he changed the world with 12 people.
Exactly. You know,
didn't do it by himself. Yep. So, well, I really, really want to encourage you. I want to challenge you to go to lexingtonrescue.org. Check out their website. Lots of opportunities for you to get involved. If you're like, well, I'm not ready to do that yet, man, just make a financial blessing to help. As you heard about the loss of their freezer, they lost a lot of food that they were using to help serve these almost 58,000 meals they did last year. So you can be the hands and feet of Jesus and provide hope to somebody else today. So please go check out lexingtonrescue.org. For Laura Carr, I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, to make a secure online donation donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.